Hi, this is Margot. This is Monday, August 7th, 2017. And today I'm going to continue with the Spiritual Warfare series. This is part 6. I'm going to talk about more behaviors that open you up to demonic attacks. In part 1, we talked about things that can open you up. I went into some detail on some things. You want to listen to part 1. And just as an overview, we talked about things that can open you up, like seances, channeling, doing magic of any kind, going to psychic readers, psychic healers, tarot card, other card readers, using pendulums and Ouija boards, being involved with demonically possessed people, using alcohol, having obsessive-compulsive addictions, behaviors. That can be a sign that you've got demonic stuff going on. Going to shamans and using psychedelics and especially ayahuasca to get you out of your body, to have these out-of-body experiences, and having using pornography as well. I'm going to go into some other behaviors that can open you up to demonic attacks. And this is not a complete list, but these are more things. And I'll go into some detail on some areas. But the main thing is you want to be discerning. And you want to ask for Jesus and God and the angels to help you in being discerning and help you, especially if you know that you're coming under demonic attack. And realize that Jesus does have the authority to deal with these demons and these fallen angels and the demonic things and the minions, Satan's minions. He does have the authority to deal with these areas. And if you're a child of God and believe in Jesus and believe that he's your brother and that he came here to help you overcome the fallen human condition, then if you call out to him and say all your prayers in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, then he will come and he will take charge and he will help you get free of any attacks or oppression that you're under. But if you turn your back on Jesus and think that you don't need any guidance or any help, that everything's fine, then the help won't come. So this is a lifestyle change. It's not just a one-time thing. And this is what I'm trying to get across in this series. And I'm giving you prayers and techniques to use. And it's not just to get you through one single crisis. These are things to help you for the rest of the time that we're here on this planet. Because I've seen that the restrainer hand has been removed. And everyone is coming under more and more demonic attack as the days and weeks go by. And this is what is going to happen until the end. And so these are tools that you can use and ways to recognize the attacks in your life. And everyone is coming under attack, whether you realize it or not. And I think the New Age has been taken over by dark forces to make people believe that everything is okay and that they are in charge, they can take charge of their lives, and that they don't need help from Jesus. And one of the problems I have with the New Age beliefs now is that they will not call on Jesus. A lot of them won't say the name Jesus or Jesus Christ. They'll say the Christ consciousness or the Christ energy. And they dance all around it, but they will not call on Jesus. So if they are aligned with the highest, why wouldn't they call on Jesus? He's divine. He was the one that came here as an interface to help us with our fallen human condition and to show us how to live. And he's our brother. And if you believe that, why not call on him? And I'm not doing this from a Bible-thumping perspective. I'm doing it from a perspective that we can have personal contact with Jesus. And we've been taught through different kinds of religions and belief systems that we are low and we're too low for contact with Jesus at all. And we can't call on him, that we have to go through an intermediary like a priest or a pastor. But I'm saying that Jesus came for everybody, not just a few. And we really need to recognize this and start calling on him now before things get so dark and before things happen in your life to where it's too late for you to make that choice. And if he offers to help and you turn your back on him, that's like the highest slap in the face that you can do to Jesus. If he says, I'm here, and all you have to do is call on me, and you say, well, I don't need any guidance and I don't need your help, you know, don't expect him to be coming when you do need him. And if you do call on him in the future, you better be sincere, because God knows your heart. Jesus knows your heart. You might fool other people, but Jesus and God know your heart. So, just continuing with more behaviors that can open you to attacks. Any kind of drugs can alter your mental state, whether they're prescription drugs or non-prescription drugs. And I know that marijuana is being legalized in a lot of states, but taking even marijuana can open you because it alters your mental state. And definitely psychedelic drugs can open you to demonic attacks, because what happens when you take these drugs is you lose your hold on your physical body. And a lot of people do it so they will lose the hold on the physical body, because they want out of the body. They want an astral experience. But they're not protected when they go out there. And a lot of people will have a lot of demonic interaction. A lot of people have bad acid trips or bad ayahuasca trips. So this is what I'm saying. You want to get rid of as many things that you're doing and as many behaviors that you're doing that are opening you to being controlled by the dark side. So even prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs can be altering you, especially antidepressants. I know a lot of people need these things, and I don't recommend that you get off of them without your doctor's help. But if you can get off of them with your doctor's help and you learn to face life and face reality without the crutch of anything and deal with reality, then you're going to be a lot better off, and you're going to have a greater spiritual connection, because everything that you're experiencing is filtering through whatever is in your body. The body is the interface here, and we experience life through this filter of the body. And if the mind is clouded and our body is full of toxins and full of drugs and chemicals that is really just clouding us and keeping, then we can't have a pure divine connection. And we can be led off. People can be led off. They can have false experiences. they can think that they don't need any guidance. So, this is what I'm saying. Painkillers, that's another big one as far as prescription medication. Painkillers, mood lifters, things like that. Chakra removal is another practice that a lot of people are doing now because they think that they don't need their chakras. Someone decided and has been out there, I'm not sure who they are, it's more than one person, has decided that we don't need our chakras, that the chakras are an implant from alien races, and that we don't need them because if we're divine, then all we need is our direct connection with God, and so they're going to practitioners and removing their chakras. And some practitioners are removing implants and chakras all at once. And if you want to get really screwed up, then go do that. Because chakras are our interface with this reality. We are energy beings. And God created us with our chakra system. And in order to ascend, we have to have our physical body chakra system in place in order for us to ascend. And what I've seen and what I've learned through my own sessions with my guides and God is that we need this chakra system, and that if we have it removed, then we can be open to really demonic possession. And I've worked with people who had their chakras removed, and they had awful, awful experiences, and they were hearing voices and feeling like they had demons in them. I worked with them and got them cleaned up, and we reconstructed their chakras, and now they're doing okay. But it's not easy. It's not easy. And or if you have any chakra manipulation, like some practitioners are merging chakras and saying you only need 3 chakras instead of 7. And we actually have more than 7 chakras in our body. There are lots of minor chakras. And if you study the Chinese medicine system, there are lots of chakras and energy points in our body and throughout the meridians of our body that we do need all of these, and it's how we interact with the world. And our chakras might be blocked, and I have a technique where we do open and balance your chakras in a way that you're ready for, because you do want your chakras open and balanced. But if you do all of that without having your implants removed and without understanding what's going on, then everything can be out of balance again. And if you keep doing behaviors that keep opening yourself up to these lower energies, your chakras are going to get out of balance again and clogged up. There are lots of religions that can open you to demonic attacks, especially voodoo. That is considered a religion. Santeria is a takeoff on voodoo and Roman Catholicism. It's a combination. It came to the United States when people from Africa were coming over, and it's a lot of Santeria is practiced in Florida. I've worked with people who came from Santeria and had curses put on them, and they had a lot of demonic attachments, and we had to go through a lot of stuff to get them free. But there are ways to get them free. When you do rituals and you're not understanding what the rituals are about, you can be opening yourself up. Any kind of witchcraft and doing magic, whether it's dark or light, can open yourself up. I don't recommend any of that. any kind of high magic. And some people think that the energy is energy and that you need to understand all of these systems, but you don't. When you study them and when you start practicing them, you're opening up to energies that you're not aware of. Also, Kabbalah can open you up. All these systems can definitely open you up, because I believe that they were created by the dark side to keep you from opening to Jesus. And Jesus is the highest, and God is the highest. And if you're wanting a spiritual experience, a paranormal experience, this is the highest. They are the highest. And all these other systems are just low representations of what God actually is about and what you can do. Sex is another way that you can open yourself up to demonic attacks and demonic control, especially having indiscriminate sex with lots of different partners or going to orgies. If you're in a loving, long-term, committed relationship, that's different than if you're just having sex just because you're horny. Then you're definitely opening yourself up. And also having sex with someone before you get to know them, because you don't know where they come from. You don't know what kind of baggage they might have. You don't know their energy. You don't know what kind of implants they might have, what kind of demons might be attached to them. You don't know their background, how many people they've had sex with, what kind of partners they've had, if they've been involved in perverted sexual activities. You don't know this. And so if you have sex with someone before you get to know them, you're opening yourself up to all of these things. And when you have sex with someone, you're merging your energy with them. And you are actually taking on their energy. And they're taking on your energy and creating a tie, an energetic tie with that person. And if they've got demons in them, then guess what? You're opening up a connection to those demons. And so a tether can be attached to you so that those demons from that person can be sucking on you and controlling you. Psychic vampires, this is a lot of what psychic vampires are. If you're having astral sex, calling on beings to come and have sex with you in the middle of the night, this is really, really bad. This is demonic. Or having sex with dead people. Other perversions, and people are not going to like hearing about this, are anything that's not heterosexual behavior, bisexual, homosexual, transgender, pedophilia, bestiality, any kind of experimentation sexually, satanic rituals, blood sacrifices, and otherwise, definitely will open you up if you haven't figured that out yet. Having charged objects in your environment, these are objects that might have been given as gifts, or that you might have bought when you've gone places, but they can be charged and they can be cursed, or objects from and possessions from family can carry a lot of energy, a lot of emotional energy. So you want to be careful, especially if the objects that you have are from an abusive relationship. Say you were married to someone and you got a divorce and you kept a lot of the possessions from that relationship. A lot of those objects might be charged, And just doing a cleansing is not going to be enough. You want to get rid of those objects. Get them out of your environment. At least put them away. Box them up and put them away. Put them in storage or put them in a room that you're not in so that you're not looking at them. And pictures are definitely charged because it brings back memories and triggers you to be open to that person and those experiences again. So these are just some other things that you want to think about. And like I said, it is a lifestyle change. If you're living with someone or married to someone who is doing any of these behaviors, you want to really look at the situation and look at the relationship and see if you want to stay in the relationship, because you're going to be coming under attack by default by being in that person's domain and under the same roof with them. This is how it works. These demons have domain, and they come in, they are sent in on assignment. Everybody has demonic things around them. Some people freak out when I start working with them and I'm pulling demons out and kicking them out and stuff, and then they become aware of how dark the energy was around them, and then they might come under more attack initially. But you have to learn to really stand up and grow strong in your spiritual warfare and start using these techniques. Otherwise, you remain a victim. But it's not anything to be afraid of, because you do have authority being a child of God. And if you have asked for Jesus to help you, then he will help you get rid of these things, and he has the authority. But if you try to just do it on your own with other practitioners who do not work with Christ, who do not work with God and Jesus and the angels, then you're going to be going down a lot of rabbit holes and just compounding the problem and weaving the web even stronger around you. And Jesus is the only one who can free you, who can free you up. This is a spiritual battle that's being played out down here on earth. Everything that happens is a manifestation from the spiritual realms. And until you realize this and become aware and discerning, you're going to remain a victim in these circumstances. So I encourage everyone to reflect on their lives, reflect on their behaviors, reflect on what's going on around them, and not just in the home environment, but work environment and where you go, what you do, people you hang out with, people you accept into your life. And if you allow people who are doing these behaviors into your life, then you're not keeping holy company. And one of the best ways to not come under attack is to keep holy company. And you may lose all your friends. You may have to turn your back on all of the friends that you've been dealing with. You may have to turn your back on family. You really might have to. And it might be a really lonely existence. But you can find new friends once you shut the door on the old realities and the old behaviors. And when you stop doing drugs, those people that you used to hang out with who were doing drugs with you are not going to want to come around, because you're not going to be any fun anymore. But you have to say no. And you have to realize that this is for your highest good. Because they weren't your friends anyway. They weren't true friends. And if they're just hanging around you because you're doing drugs with them or drinking with them, drinking buddies or whatever, that's a false sense of security. And they're not going to be there for you if you have something bad happen, if you have a tragedy happen in your life, if you have a health crisis or anything like that. They are not going to be there. And you want to create true friends. But you can't do it if you're still doing those old behaviors and keeping the doors open, even keeping a pinky toe over the line. That's been my experience. And it's better to be a little lonely and have maybe one or two people that you can count on and that you can talk to and share with, and that they will support you in your path no matter what happens. That's better, to have true friends than to have false friends who are going to help lead you down dark alleys, metaphorically speaking, and keep opening you up to these demonic attacks and behaviors. So that's my message for today. Time is short. I do believe we are in the end times. And I'm doing this series so that it will be left as a set of instruction for people. So that if I'm not around and other people are not around to help you, you can at least listen to these videos and you'll have a foundation to work from. So my name is Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. I've been focusing on removing implants of all different kinds from people and energetic blockages and helping get them reconnected with their divine connection. And I do work directly with God and Jesus and the angels. This is serious work. It's not for people who are just dabbling or wanting an experience. It's serious work. And I take it seriously. And the people who are serious about it see miraculous changes in their lives. So if you'd like to work with me, my website is margoshealingcorner.com. And you can contact me through that. And until next time, be safe and be well and be discerning. Go in peace and God bless. Goodbye.